The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. This is the word of the Lord.
Michael. Now, a little bit of help with this part of the service, because I've brought some plant pots with me. I don't know whether visitors normally turn up with plant pots, do they, when they come to St Mary's? I don't know. But I've got some plant pots here, and inside, I need some help working out what there is. So would anyone like to come and help? I don't mind if you're this big or this big, really. Do you want to come and help? Would you like to come and help? And would you like to come and help? Now, let's have a look. Now, in my plant pots, I've got a little bag. Now, you have to open these really carefully, because inside there's some kitchen paper. And inside the kitchen paper, there's something inside. And I want you to have a look and see if you can work out what's inside. So are you going to do one as well? You can help, Harry. Brilliant. And are you going to open one as well? So if you go one at once, I've got to remember which way round we were, because you've got them out the right pots now. So we're that way round. Okay, so you're going to go first and open up. And shall we have a look what's inside? And you'll have to turn... Do you want to turn round so that people can see? That's it. And shall we have a look inside? We're going to open really carefully, because otherwise I've got a horrible feeling they're going to fall out on the floor. Ooh, now what do you think those might be? Any idea? What do you think? Do you want to pick one up? It's not poisonous, I promise. What do you think it might be?
Apple seed.
An apple seed. You can't see those at the back, but are we going to trust him? Yeah, do we think it might be an apple seed? Well, I'm going to put that back in front of there, and we'll find out in a minute if you're right. Okay, do you want to open yours? Oh, go, Harry. So we're going to look inside, and we're going to open really carefully. Now, this is a tricky one. You might need some help. Does anyone know what that is?
No.
Do you know?
No.
Do we need to ask some grown-ups? Do you know?
It's a pomegranate.
Pomegranate seeds is the guess. We'll find... Go on, who had those on their porridge this morning? We'll find out who are the posh families now. Brilliant. So, we'll find out in a minute if you're right. Shall we have a look in the last one, in the last pack? Well done. And shall we have a look inside? Now, what do you think yours is going to be? You can take it out and hold this one up, because people might be able to see this one a bit more easily. What do you think that might be from? Do you want to hold it up? Turn around and hold it up. People at the front might be able to see. What do you think that might be from? Any ideas?
Is it a peach?
We'll find out in a minute. So the guess is a peach. Shall we have a look? Now, so, if we have a look inside, you said apple. Shall we have a look inside the plant pot? So if we planted that seed, what do you think it might grow into?
Apple.
Give him a round of applause. Look at that. Now, if you plant the pomegranate seed, what do you think it might grow into? What do you think?
Pomegranate.
A pomegranate. There's a bit of a theme going on here, isn't there? It would grow into a pomegranate. Very good. And if you plant your peach, what do you think that might grow into? A peach. Shall we check and see? It is a peach. Well done. Okay, thank you for your help. Do you want to sit down? Now, what I was thinking, I wonder, if I took one of these tiny little apple pips, an apple seed, what do you think would grow? We know. First of all, we would get a shoot, wouldn't we, in the ground. And then it would grow into a sapling. which is like a little tree. And then it would grow and grow, and eventually we would get blossom. And that's one of the most beautiful signs of spring, isn't it, when we get the beautiful blossom on the trees. But, you know, blossom is beautiful, but it doesn't last. And you can't eat it, can you? And so then we get the real thing. We get the fruit. And I was thinking, perhaps if we were to look after this apple seed even more carefully, if we were to water it more and maybe put some of that really special stuff in the soil to make it more nutritious, could that apple seed ever, with a bit more care and attention, could it ever grow into a pomegranate, say? If we looked after it really careful, could that apple seed grow into a pomegranate? Why not? That's right, it has not got the DNA structure to grow into a pomegranate. That's absolutely right. That's just what I was thinking as well. But that's absolutely right. It cannot. Apple seeds can only grow into apples. That's who they are, and that's what they are. And so I've got one final plant pot. And I wonder if we had a seed in here that was a bit like the seed of God or the seed of the Holy Spirit, the part of God that lives inside us and helps us in our day-to-day lives. If we planted that seed in our lives, what do you think would be the fruit? How would we behave if we had God living in us? What do you think our behaviour would be like? We might have had some clues in the song and in the reading. Any ideas? Tell me a couple. Anyone? What do you think we would get more of? Would we get more anger?
Love.
More love. Brilliant. So we might get more love. What do you think we would be kind or unkind towards people if we had God's behaviour growing in us? We would be more kind, wouldn't we? And when we separate out into our streams in a moment, that's what we're going to be looking at. And the Bible tells us that we would get love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. And as we separate out, we're going to look at that. Who is the Holy Spirit? And what difference will the Holy Spirit make? If he's living in our lives, how will he change how we live and how we behave? Okay, so we're going to come back to Fiona.
So we're going to